I had a good day. I read by the pool. I ordered a sandwich, and then, well, I thought it was about time to jumpstart my libido, which had been demonstrating no outward signs of life for, like, months. But sitting by the pool, with the sun warming parts of me that had been frozen for a long time, there were dim but unmistakable signs of life. It wasn't like I went out with the express purpose of doing anything about it. I just thought I'd go for a walk and look around. I went back to the hotel room to get dressed first, though. I'm not a guy who can play the bare-chested game. I'm like 130 pounds, skinny as fuck, white as a ghost, and you can't walk around next to a guy with a tan and a six-pack when you look like that. Even if you came across a chick who dug the skinny ghost look, she wouldn't remember she dug it in this context, right? If you were into Dolly Parton and they played a blast of her album during a hip-hop show, you wouldn't even be able to fucking hear her. Putting on my jeans and my old replacements t-shirt was my way of being heard. And not only did I get heard, but I got heard by someone who'd seen the band. What are the chances? Okay, she couldn't remember us clearly, and I kind of had to tell her she'd liked us. But even so, what happened was I stopped for a beer in this bar, and this English chick was sitting at the next table, reading this book called Bel Canto. I'd read it, and we started to talk about it. And then we started talking about music, and she was into rock and roll, so I was like, which bands? And she listed a whole bunch, and one of them, the Clockers, we'd done a tour with. And she'd seen them on that tour, and she thought she might have gotten there early enough to see the support. And I said, that was us. And she said, oh, you were cool. I know, but I was at a period in my life where I took what I could get. We ended up spending the afternoon together. I blew out the family dinner, and we spent the evening together. And then we spent the night together at my hotel, because she had a roommate at hers. And that was the first time I'd gotten a piece of anything since the last night with Lizzie, which was more like necrophilia anyway. Kathy and I had breakfast together in the dining room the next morning. Maureen was first down. I waved, and she came and sat down at her table. Is someone not coming down for breakfast? She was confused. I'm Kathy, said Kathy, also confused. I'm a friend of JJ's. The trouble is, there isn't really room for five on the table. If everyone else shows, Kathy and I will move, I said. Who's everyone else? Kathy asked. Martin and Jess, said Maureen. But Jess got brought home in a police car last night, so she might be having a lie-in. Oh, I said. I mean, I wanted to know why Jess had been brought home in a police car, but I didn't want to know right then. What had she done? Asked Kathy. What hadn't she done? Maureen went to the buffet table for her croissants, and Jess walked in and sat down. Fuck me. I feel shit. I'm Kathy, said Kathy. I'm a friend of JJ's. Jess's eyes lit up ominously. What sort of friend? Shut up, Jess. What have I said? It's what you're going to say. What am I going to say? I have no idea. Did he tell you he was a musician? Said Jess. He always does. That's the only way he can ever get a girlfriend. We keep telling him not to because people always find out in the end. Did he say he was a singer? Kathy nodded. That's a laugh. You should hear him. Fucking hell! Kathy saw my band, I said. But I'd told Kathy she'd seen the band, which isn't quite the same thing. Oh, man. Maureen sat down. What are we going to do if Martin comes down? There's no room. I should make a move. Kathy stood up quickly. See you later, said Jess cheerily. And that was the last time I saw Kathy. Jess was right. Kathy wouldn't have happened without music. After she'd gone, I started to worry about whether I'd be in some fucking old folks' home in 40 years' time telling some little old lady with no teeth that REM's manager had wanted to represent my band. When was I ever going to be a person that people could respond to? It's no use giving something up if there's nothing to take its place. Say I just kept on about the books we were both reading and never mentioned music. Would we have gone to bed then? I couldn't see it. It seemed to me that without my old life, I had no life at all.